194 Playhouse. Flush the format Friday. Your picks all morning long. Headlines 194 cast. Not too far off. Textual healing on the way, too. To pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And our TRQ is either because of your behavior, your partner's, or your children, why were you asked to leave somewhere? So basically, you got kicked out, and it could have been because of you or your kids or your spouse. And what I like about how this is worded, though, is because it could be your kids were going nuts or you could have been wasted or who knows what could have been happening. So again, the TRQ, either because of your behavior, your partners, or your children, why were you asked to leave? You got booted. You ever get kicked out of somewhere there, Joldy?
That I remember? No, but...
Are you told you got kicked out of somewhere?
Apparently, so this happened. I was living in California, and I was about to turn 30, and I didn't drink a lot until, like, I was 26. That was the first time I ever actually, like, drank. So for my 30th, I was like, we're going to go to a club, Huntington Beach, had table service, all kinds of stuff, and I was buying a shot for everybody that was with me. And also had to buy a bottle of whatever it was. And then there was a birthday table next to me, a bunch of girls. And then there was a couple Switzerland guys who had just graduated and become doctors. So they were sitting next to me. We were just all drinking. I don't remember leaving the place. My one buddy said he had to carry me out. And basically, I was dancing too much. I was having too much fun. And they kicked me out, basically. There's no such thing as too much fun. But apparently, I was having it that night.
So you're told.
I was told to leave. I don't remember turning 30. I don't remember turning 30 because it was on my birthday, too, on a Saturday. It was like perfect time for it.
It sounds like it was a good day.
It was a great time.
All in all, that's the TRQ today. The totally random question, either because of your behavior, your partners, maybe a friend or your kids. Y'all were asked to leave somewhere. Why were you booted from somewhere? You're kicked out. 237, it's for the Playhouse as we play Hootie and the Blowfish. Only want to be with you in a Flush the Format Friday, 650 here at Y94. Hey, it's Playhouse, Y94, the totally random question today. Either because of your behavior or your partner's or your children, why were you asked to leave? You got kicked out of somewhere. What happened?
Well, we were at the Como Zoo.
Sure, Minneapolis.
And, my daughter's dad was feeding the fish popcorn out of his backpack, and we had just walked in 5 minutes, and they said that we weren't allowed to do it while he was drunk. We got kicked out, but yeah, I took my kids to the zoo, and he went and sat out in the car.
You go sober up and leave the popcorn. Did you keep the popcorn at least, though?
No. When I come back outside, he's sitting with a fishing pole with money tied to the line, reeling people in. That's what I came back to.
So he had a great time. He had a real fun time.
He had a great time. But he lasted 5 minutes.
All right. Well, I mean, at least you got to still enjoy the zoo. Why'd you get kicked out of somewhere? Was it because of the kids or your partner or you?
I was about 15 years old. And I was working at the New York State Fair.
Cool.
And my aunt did dog shows. So there were like three different rings with dogs. They were all being shown. And everything was roped up. It was just roped with stanchions to the ground. So it wasn't that strong. And the judge asked me to go do something. And I thought I'd be clever and jump over the rope. And my foot got caught. And I pulled the rope. And all three rings came down. And my mom was in the stand, and they told me goodbye. And I was 15, and it scarred me for a couple of years, dude. It really did.
I mean, it probably scarred everybody at the dog show or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, that would be terrifying. But, you know, it's an experience. Not many people could say that.
You got booted from somewhere, either because of your behavior, your kids, maybe your partners. We're getting all of them from the looks of it.
Yeah, somebody said my son had a bit too much energy at a friend's wedding reception and ended up knocking over a vase of flowers on a guest table. Needless to say, the bride and groom kicked us out. Politely kicked us out is what I skipped over that part. But
politely
asked you to leave. You're ruining the wedding. Somebody else said, I once got kicked out of a library because my phone accidentally rang at full volume while I was browsing the shelves. It was an accident, but the librarian said it wasn't too pleasing. That's a strict library.
Well, I mean, most libraries, they don't like the noise. They don't like the roughhousing. They don't like that. Why'd you get kicked out?
Well, I want to say up front that I was younger and a lot more stupid.
Sure.
But When I was back in college, I was on my way to spring break with a bunch of friends, and our flight was so delayed, and I just felt like we were missing the entire thing, and I just got more and more upset, and I charged up to the ticket counter, and I told them what I thought and how upset I was, and I was not at all diplomatic, and I was not allowed to get on that plane at all, and I'll tell you why.
All right, so let's be honest. You must have gone pretty dang crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, it was spring break. I was with my friends, right?
Any sort of air travel related feistiness is generally not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, the air marshal coming at you. You get booted from somewhere. It was your behavior or your kids or your partners. For whatever reason, you got kicked out. What happened? 237, it's text 3527 on the Playhouse as we play Prince in a Flush, the Format Friday. Good morning. 194 of the Playhouse of the Morning on this Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning long in the middle of the totally random question, either because of your behavior, your partners, or your children. Why were you asked to leave somewhere? You got kicked out.
Actually, yeah, I have one time. More than one, but one in particular. It was like there was one night I just couldn't get a babysitter, and I had a guy's night out planned. We were going to a baseball game. So me and a bunch of my buddies were going. I brought the two kids, and you know, the kids are carrying on the whole time, and they're, you know, crying, and they're throwing peanuts at each other and all this stuff. And finally, my friends just couldn't take it anymore, taken away from their good time. It was like only the fourth inning, and they just asked if I would just leave. So I'd like take the kids and just leave the game. And that was it. We only made it four innings.
So, like, really, it was your friends that were just like, you know what, we wanted a guy's night, get out.
I kind of understood what they were saying. I mean, they were just trying to have a good time and drink beer and catch up and watch the game. And they're all trying to, you know, be careful with what they're saying and just bringing them down, you know?
Nah, that still stinks. Are we seeing some people like, yep, I was asked to leave somewhere either because of myself, my partner, my kids?
Yeah, somebody said, I once got asked to leave a movie theater because my friend and I could not stop giggling during a serious scene. Like, we tried to quiet it down, but we just couldn't contain ourselves, and they eventually kicked us out. Once you get a case of the giggles, I think there's no coming back for it. Somebody said, my daughter decided to have a tantrum at the grocery store because I wouldn't buy her a candy bar, ended up leaving the grocery store, didn't get kicked out, but I learned to always have a backup plan for distractions.
And you were asked to leave somewhere. What happened?
Yes, actually, I have been asked to leave once. We were at a restaurant, and I ordered tea, and my daughter asked for a sip, and she dropped the cup, and it shattered everywhere. The hot tea got everywhere, and you would think that people would be appropriate and say that it was okay, but everyone threw a fuss, and the manager politely asked us to leave.
The actual, like, action of them being like, can you guys please leave, had to be so embarrassing.
It was humiliating. It was fun while it lasted. Then it was awful, and we're never going back.
I was just saying, like, let's be honest. You don't go back to that place because you're just like, no, I was uncomfortable there. I was scarred for life. Not happening.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, thank you, because otherwise that's all that's going to be coming back up in your mind. PTSD for sure on that.
Well, and then you wonder, do they remember us?
Yeah, they definitely have your face on the back of a screen or something that you can't see.
Do not admit.